Aircheckdownloads.com.
The weekly top 40.
Oh, is Madonna mad? Now, it was rumored that Playboy magazine was going to send Madonna a peace offering in the form of a 12-piece china setting in her registered Tiffany pattern because, well, they did publish those nude pictures of her. She is so steamed about the nude pictures that she has vowed to smash the $12,000 gift into pieces and return it. Oh. She's already started. Oh. I don't blame you. Keep on going.
Enough.
All right. Here's Madonna at number 12 with Dress You Up. Madonna and Dress You Up, and she had her bachelorette party for her wedding at a sleazy Hollywood mud wrestling club. Up four to number 12 on the weekly top 40. Number 11, it's Billy Joel, who just spent $225,000 on one video. This is the song inspired by his two suicide attempts. It's called You're Only Human. That's the man, the former amateur boxer with a record of 22 wins and 4 losses. Billy Joel dropping 2 to number 11 this week. It is Rick Dees on the weekly top 40, and Wham is on a hot streak. We'll talk about that coming up. Also, news of the offbeat and someone waiting on the phone. Let me... Hey, how are you? And welcome to the weekly top 40.
I'm so happy to be able to talk to you again. This is Olga Kravitz. Remember you got me the Culture Club tickets to see Boy George?
Yes, Olga, how are you?
I'm fine, and oh, I had the greatest time. We really enjoyed the concert very much.
Now, you are a Boy George fan.
I am, yes.
Now, if you don't mind, what is your age?
See, I'm 61 now. I had a birthday.
Oh.
I had a birthday since I talked to you a couple of months ago.
And you're 61 now?
Yeah.
What did you think of Boy George?
I like him very much. I didn't care too much for the orchestra. It could be. I'm really getting into it. My niece and her friends are calling me rock and roll auntie. The band wasn't. I don't think they're up to his caliber. But I love his voice, and I think he is very. I don't know how to say it. He's very gay.
From Hollywood,
this is Johnny Olsen speaking. Come on down.
And this is Rick Dees speaking, and glad to have you as one of our 7 listeners on the countdown this weekend. It's a pleasure to be on great radio stations all over the world, like All Hits 76, KSJL in San Antonio, 96K Star FM in Grand Junction, Colorado, All Hit Z95, WZUU-FM, Milwaukee, and I-95, Miami. Oh, what great radio station. At number 10, it's former waitress Pat Benatar. She was a waitress at a comedy club in New York City and sang in her spare time, Invincible.
This bloody road.
Pat Benatar gets us into the top 10 on the weekly top 40 countdown. Invincible is up 1 to number 10 this week. And at number 9, Cool the Gang.
Come on, let me have some more seagull. Yeah. All right, Cherish.
Let's take a walk together.
Ooh, Cherish. Nice and mellow for Cool and the Gang. They've been together for over 20 years and don't show any signs of letting up. They're up 3 this week to number 9. At number 8, let's get into Wham! Ooh, these guys are on a tear. 3 number 1 songs from their album Make It Big? That's Wham! George Michael and Andrew Ridgely. And George got a great compliment from Elton John. He said, he's the greatest songwriter of his generation. I'm crazy about Bob Michael. They're up 2 to number 8 on the weekly top 40. This is Rick Dees, a guy really with no brain, and a guy that's on his way out of the business in just a few weeks. Coming up, the new Prince and Bryan Adams. And this is the only show that really goes into to find out things like what size underwear artists wear, what people do, who's on drug rehabilitation, a couple of people that are burned out that really shouldn't be on the countdown this weekend. These are things you need to know because it's the type of show that really gets into your backyard, you know? I mean, there are other countdown shows on, but, I mean, these people, I know these people. They're nice, they're talented, but they don't know these things, and that's why we scrape the bottom of the barrel to get it to you. But that's what it's all about. You got to get down to the basics with these people, and that's why we have...
News. Of the all-beast.
Now, it happened in Durham, England. Authorities are concerned about the theft of a hormone-laden steer. That's right, a hormone-laden steer. 6 days before it was stolen and killed, the cow was given a massive dose of growth hormone. and a man eating meat from this steer would undergo major sex changes and could actually grow breasts, according to this article. Police in Durham, England, figure they're going to catch the thief by waiting until the next community dance and arresting the first guy they see wearing a tight sweater and slow dancing with himself. Gosh.
Rickie's Weekly Top 40.
Aircheckdownloads.com.